other. It is 22 to 9 up and Adam this morning. And it is all thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Barker this morning. Wonderful to have your company, my good friends. It is also wonderful to have the company of this man.
Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Adelaide tech guy Richard Pasco joining us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Adam. My God, we've got a lot to talk about this morning, but happy Op Shop Day.
Yes. Probably pick yourself up a Commodore 64 or something in an Op Shop. An Atari 2600 at the least.
You probably could. And, you know, a bit of a tip out there. I've got a friend who is a real Op Shop buyer,
yep.
Goes around.
Mm-hmm.
Get to know the Op Shop people, the staff, because they actually put away things for you if they know you.
Right.
So there you go. It's a bit of a tip for you.
They're lovely people too, so there's always that.
They are.
Hey, yeah. Doesn't look a day over 35, but the IBM PC turns 40.
It does. So people say 40 years for the IBM PC out there as well. They used to have a lot of business-oriented products before that with eye-watering price tags on there as well. But no, we've had it for 40 years now.
Yeah.
So back then, as a lot of people will not understand a word I'm about to say out there, so Intel's 8088 was the chip which was selected over the competition to run it. Microsoft provided PC-DOS on there as well. Thank God that's gone. It was dreadful.
Was it load there, it really... 8,1 something to get the games to load off the data cassette?
Exactly. It was terrible. Saying yes. Good. But made Bill Gates a lot of money. Got to say that. Users could enjoy high-resolution monochrome text. That's black and white kids out there as well. And there were some truly awful low-resolution graphics on there as well.
Yeah.
RAM on a computer. Today we've got 8, 16, 32, 64 and up on RAM as gig. Back then, 16 or 64-bit kilobits.
Kilobits. Yep.
And if you're really rich out there, you could expand it to 256 kilobits, so it would chug along on there as well. Storage on your computer came courtesy of two 5.25-inch floppy disks. And back on the first one, you could attach a cassette recorder on there as well.
Yeah.
It didn't work, Adam. They pulled that off on the later models. No hard disk at all for you out there as well, because if you put one on there, the power supply couldn't actually take it on there as well. But it's progressed a fair bit in those 40 years.
Has a little bit, as hopefully we all have. So happy birthday to the IBM PC. My first was Stephen Gabler lived down the road. His dad worked for Honeywell and they got a Commodore 64 with the data cassette.
Ooh.
We put the Donkey Kong game in the data cassette tape deck. And we'd go and do something for 45 minutes and then come back and find there was a syntax error line 30, do it all again, and then play Donkey Kong on our watch game instead. So that was entertainment back in the day, kids.
Exactly. We've moved on a fair bit since then. You worry about your computer taking 5 minutes to boot.
Now,
go back in time.
Right. And now if you can't get Peppa Pig on demand on my phone, my kid chucks a tantrum.
There we go.
Amazing. Yeah. Right. Hey, we've been getting a bunch of these on our text line, Richard. These things that are asking us to go and listen to a message when there's no real message there. Voicemail message received. Visit BangaloreStrokeSupport.com before it automatically deletes.
Yes. Now, people out there, I received 6 of these overnight. It's getting worse and worse out there as well. And because you're on an Android phone, Adam, you have to really pay attention to what I'm about to tell you as well. If you were to click on that link, it will take you to a website that says you need to install this thing on your phone. It looks a very good website. Let's say it looks like Telstra. To listen to the voice message, you need to install this on your phone on there as well. If you install that on your phone, it will take all of your contacts and every password that you've got on your phone and upload it to bad people on the other side of the world on there as well. It's called the FluBot malware on there. Now, ScamWatcher received more than 300 reports of the message. I reckon that's probably gone up tenfold in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
doesn't affect iPhones at all because they're built in a different way on there. So if you've got an Android phone, if you get one of these messages, do you just delete them? Don't bother blocking the number because it's really is like whack-a-mole at the moment. It will pop up with another number straight away on there.
Yeah.
So you know, every one I've had has been on a different number
Same here.
If you go along and you have gone along and press that number and download it, you'll have a strange-looking messaging app on your phone. You need to delete that. Then you need to go to a computer, not that phone, and you need to go along and change every password that you had for every company on that phone.
Right.
And I cannot emphasize that enough because they have access to every one of your accounts on there as well through those passwords.
Well, lucky for me, all of my passwords are exactly the same, so I don't have to change. No, I'm kidding.
So you're still using that old Adam Rules 01 one, aren't you?
That's right.
60, oh, sorry,
69,
Adam.
Thank you. It was the 90s.
That's
right.
Now, I've put all the information up on the website right now for people. There's an example of the on the example of the text message up there as well. It tells you what to do. Link on there as well for more information. But if you're an Android user, please pay attention to what I just said. Don't click those emails at all and don't download anything from those emails to your phone.
Right, adelaidetechguy.com.au is where you can find all of that. Do yourself a favour and get onto there and make sure that you're all okay if you're getting those texts. Now, if you're sending emails, we always get the ones that here at the work because we're in a network of radio stations and someone from Muswellbrook has typed in Murray, MU, instead of, you know, and so we get their inter-office politics, don't worry about what Kathy did in the lunchroom, you know, sort of emails from time to time.
Poor old Kathy.
Kathy, in the I mean, she's got her own demons. But there are some protocols you need to take when sending an email.
I'm going to give you a classic example now. So if we've sent a private and important email to multiple recipients, it can be complicated. You've got to check the order of the recipients. You've got to CC in other people as well. You've got to make sure they respond to the message. But most importantly, Adam, don't send the email to someone you're not supposed to.
It's a very good idea.
That's probably number one.
Very good idea, yeah.
So there was a New York Times lawyer is currently wishing the earth would swallow him for forgetting that exact message. He sent a confidential email on how to deal with the union to the union.
You don't want to do that.
No, it didn't go down well. So if you're sending an email out there, I always say to people, and if it's a very important email, check it a couple of times that you're going to do it. And also, if you're going to send out an email that you want to vent on there as well, you know what? Put it in drafts, think about it overnight, and then send it out.
I had a lift with a girl in a share house. She worked at a radio station I was working at, and she was in a brand new relationship. And you know, things happen at the start of a relationship that may not happen towards the end of a relationship. But she sent a text message to her boyfriend describing the events that were going to happen that evening. Richard. The boyfriend's name was Dan, and that's very close to Dad, isn't it? That's unfortunate.
It's not gone well at all.
That's an awkward Christmas lunch, must be said.
Yes. I did receive a mate's. I sent a mate a text message, and he was supposed to respond to me back in a certain way, but he actually sent it to the girl he was seeing at the time. That didn't go down well either.
It didn't go well. I can't imagine. Just double check.
That's right.
It's a fast-paced world, but just take a moment. That is what we're suggesting. Thank you, Richard. Life lessons and technical advice all in one. AdelaideTechGuy.com.au. We will talk next week.
We will, and go Port against the Bulldogs.
Absolutely. That's very good advice too. Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy, here on 5MU.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Hey!
If it affects you,